Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
How's it going, everybody? Thank you. Too kind. So, apparently there's a volcano going off in the middle of the ocean somewhere. Has anybody else heard about this? Yeah, it's real fucking bad, I guess. People trying to fly to Portugal or whatever, they can't get anywhere. They're stuck in the motherfucking airports just sitting around. Like a bunch of fucking stinky-ass hobos, you know? So, my question is, why are you trying to fly into a fucking volcano in the first place? I mean, what are you trying to do? Get to Mordor or something? I mean, if there's anything that I learned from watching those Lord of the Fly movies, if you want to get to Mordor, you gotta walk for a really fucking long time to get there. You remember them little guys, little hobbits walking around with the little fucking, the golem guy? That motherfucker was scary. He looks like a big fucking walking newt. Anybody ever have a newt when they were a kid? Yeah, they're fucking gross looking. Scary little motherfucker, he's balding too. I don't trust people who are balding. I mean, I'm 67 years old, still got hair like a 7-year-old boy. I look fucking fantastic if I do say so myself. Huh? Alright. So anyways, these little fucking, the hobbit guys, they're walking for a really goddamn long time, getting attacked by fucking wizards and demons and dudes with like no faces and shit. And I guess the whole fucking thing is about this little gold ring. I mean, why didn't they just send the fucker the cash for gold? I mean, it makes sense to me, right? You send the goddamn thing up, cash for gold, you get your money the same day, then melt that motherfucker down, put it in somebody's tooth. All of a sudden, it's no longer your problem. What else is in the news? Oh, the tea party with the Sarah Palin. Anybody else heard about this? It's fucked up, isn't it? You know, when I'm having myself a tea party, I like to sit down, you know, and drink green tea. Because green tea is fucking delicious. And a lot of people didn't know this, but green tea has caffeine in it. You can drink that shit like it's coffee. It's fucking fantastic. And I hear it's good for the bones. So, you know, you sit down, you have yourself a little tea party, you put, like, Scooby-Doo in the seat across from you, maybe, like, Snuffleupagus over on the other side. You sit there and you drink tea all fucking day. And the best part about it, you don't have to worry about the little motherfucker taking money off your dresser. This one time, I had this motherfucker come over and drink tea with me, and he stole my fucking Sacagawea dollar off of my dresser. I know. Fuck that guy. If I could find him right now, I'd take a fucking hacksaw to him. Chop his goddamn arms off, chop his legs off, watch him fucking weeble wobble, you know? Sack of shit doesn't even deserve to live.
Damn straight.
You steal my fucking Sacagawea dollar, I'll make you pay, you son of a bitch, bastard asshole. Anyways, long story short, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So, until next week, this is Christopher Walken saying, see you around, douchebags.
If you like talking with Walken, then you'll love Hoofcast. Available now on iTunes, Zune Marketplace, and hoofcast.podomatic.com. And don't forget to tell your friends, assholes.